Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that cares about you very much. And now the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman, man.
Oh, am I the host?
You are the host, yes.
Oh, that's kind of news to me. That's kind of reassuring to hear you say that.
No problem. It's your program.
I'll tell you why I'm wondering.
Okay, why?
Because you and I talked yesterday.
Yeah.
And we kicked around some ideas for tonight's show.
We did.
We agreed on an idea. I was sort of excited about it, or at least as excited as I get.
Uh-huh.
You signed off on it. I believe your exact words were, I'll try that. And then, what happened 10 minutes before showtime?
What happened?
I check in with you, and you have aborted our plan, and you've embraced...
Oh!
Unilaterally.
Well, not...
Declared that we're doing a different show.
Not you. Wait. Do you not get the 7 Second Delay newsletter?
Well, I don't read it. Why would I read it? I don't need to read it because you and I talked last night. I know what we're doing.
Ah.
You and I agreed last night. Why would I read the news? If I make the news, why would I need to read the news?
Well, here's the thing. It wasn't a unilateral decision.
Yeah.
It was a bilateral decision. Jeremiah and I made this decision.
So We hung up, you called Jeremiah, and between the two of you, unbeknownst to me,
he had misgivings as well about the original
idea.
Did
you lose my phone number? Did he hypnotize you?
No, we decided.
Did he sweet talk you? Did he seduce you? Was there an exchange of sexual favors? How did he get his idea approved?
There was an exchange of bodily fluids, but there was no exchange of sexual favors.
Now, when you say, here's your host, do you make little air quotes in the air when you say, here's your host, Andy Breckman?
They're not so little. They're big air quotes, but you can't see them because we're on the radio.
You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do tonight?
What?
Your idea. Let's do your idea. This will teach you a lesson you'll never forget. We're doing your idea.
I'm signing into Netflix right
what
now.
Is your, no. What is your idea? Wait, I'll read the newsletter now. This is going to be golden. This has got to be good because you and Jeremiah signed off on it. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, this is.
Oh, see that? You see that?
This is A+. Oh, how could we not have ever thought of this before? Who has the most out-of-date food stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to celebrate Gertrude's. Okay. So we will. Okay.
All right. So that phone number.
We're going to be hanging out in the kitchen with the roads treacherous and the stores virusy. Perhaps the past week you had to dig a little deeper into your pantry and conjure up a savory concoction.
Oh, that's Jeremiah.
Yeah. Did you find anything interesting? Okay. So here we go. So the idea is, everyone goes to the refrigerator and tells us what the oldest item in their refrigerator is. What the item is that's most past the expiration date. Is that
right?
Correct?
That's it.
And then Jeremiah goes on to say, he's an appliance repairman and he had a service call. He tells a little story here. It was 3 years ago. It was for a dishwasher. The kitchen looked like a car wash.
You know what? A lot of people already got the newsletter. You don't have to. You do not have to read the newsletter.
No, this is going to be great. So maybe someone has mayonnaise that expired a few months ago. This is going to be golden. This is radio. This is why radio was invented.
All right. I'm glad you're on board. Give us a call at 201-209-9368 with the
curdled milk. It's our curdled milk show.
Yes, the oldest expiration date you have in your pantry, your medicine cabinet.
Listen, if you're driving heavy machinery, if you're operating any sort of equipment, if you're on the road, you have to pull over because you are just going to be laughing so hard. Imagine somebody calling and said they have eggs there from October in their refrigerator. Well, that's the kind of calls we're going to be
It's not very old.
Well, let's give the number
out. The switchboard has lit up. Please hang on.
Go. Come on, Ken.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Come on, Ken. What's the number?
Hey, man. Hey, it's Greasy Phil Mayo here.
Hey, man. How's it going?
This is great.
Have you got some old mayo?
Well, no, man. Come on. You know I keep the mayo fresh. I ain't no joker. But I'm going to search here in my fridge for you, boys.
All right. Gotta go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. What's the oldest expiration date you found at home?
Well, it's kombucha, and it's enjoy by 1/5/20, so it's pretty old.
It's over a year old. Andy, it's kombucha from over a year ago.
Well, it doesn't say it's expired. It says enjoyed. I think that's their trick to get you to buy a new jar.
And Nadia, do you think it's okay to eat or drink that kombucha, whatever it is one does with kombucha?
Well, it smells awful.
Yeah, it does smell awful.
Also, I was wondering why on your show in the morning you got electrocuted.
I had a grounding problem with my headphones.
Oh.
Yeah, don't tell Andy about that.
Okay.
Well, no reason to tell me. I'm not involved with this show at all. No reason to loop me in whatsoever.
Andy, Nadia is the youngest WFMU volunteer. She does the WFMU TikTok account.
Yeah, that's great. Did you make that decision on your own?
No, I consulted with, once again, another person, Nadia's mom. So it was a bilateral decision again.
Do you plan your vacations with Hank on your own, or do you consult Hank?
No, I consult Nadia. Nadia,
I had the greatest idea. Binge watching a hit show on Netflix in 1 hour, fast-forwarding through it all.
Okay, let's get Nadia's opinion on that. Nadia, Andy wanted to do this idea tonight. He wanted to watch a whole season of show.
Not just me. You agreed to it. You're being very unfair here.
Nadia, do you think we can do it? Could we watch an entire season of a TV show in 1 hour?
Well, it depends how long the videos are, though.
They're like an hour each.
Well, you fast forward. You hit the FF button.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
No.
Nadia says no. That was the conclusion that I also came to, Andy.
Not just you, but your partner, Jeremiah.
Yes, our partner, Jeremiah.
Yeah, also, your lover.
Hey, Ken.
What's that?
Actually, nobody really watches our video on TikTok. I don't know why.
Nobody's watching them? I thought there were like 10 views or something.
Well, like 7 now.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna ask the people who do the other FMU social feeds to start publicizing your TikTok videos, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Sorry, I know I was supposed to do that last week.
Do you want the kombucha?
I would like somebody to drink the kombucha.
Well, I'll give it to my dogs then.
There you go. Let me know if the dogs are okay. Call back if the dogs have any problems. Thanks, Nadia.
Yeah, call back often, Nadia. Bye. Not just once.
Andy, you usually love kids on the show.
Well, you've done it, Ken. You've made your co-host tear up. You've made your co-host so sad.
Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest expiration date you got?
I think it's September of 1964.
Oh, what is it?
It's a giant tin of Civil Defense All-Purpose Survival Biscuits.
Well, they're not expired, are they? Don't they last forever?
Well, the lettering is faded, and I think it's from 60. I think the expiration date must be in the 60s. Online, I've seen what look like the same type of tins from 1962.
How are they packaged? They're in tins.
It's a giant, well, in cross-section, it's a rectangle with rounded corners.
We don't care.
And beyond that, it's like a gigantic can.
How bad would things have to be for you to open that tin and eat them? What would the situation have to be? Have to be a zombie apocalypse.
I would feel like I was in imminent danger of lapsing into unconsciousness and not getting back from it, from starvation.
You mean like that kid from Into the Wild that found that school bus?
I don't know Into the
Wild. Oh, yeah, Alexander Supertramp.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm fat enough that I
Whoa,
would take
hey, let's
me,
do Ken.
Probably
let's call
6 weeks.
Ken, let's call Jeremiah.
There.
Maybe we could do a show next week. What's the hungriest you've ever been? Let's do that next week if Jeremiah approves.
Don't you think that Jeremiah is more like, and Ken are more like in the position of Freddie DeCordova on The Old Tonight Show? I mean, I don't think they always talked at great length with Carson about everything they were going to do.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. And Carson, by
there's
the way,
there's the host and there's the producer.
By the end of that run, I believe Carson was not talking to Freddie DeCovey.
I'm sure
they had a big falling out
sacrifice.
Toward the end. No, but Ken and Jeremiah, they put on a great show every week, and I love tuning in. I'm just a big fan of their show.
Well, thank you, Andy. I appreciate that.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, thank you, caller. Andy, you know, since you're bitching so much, I've been bringing up Bridgerton on the computer in front of me. Do you have season one, episode one up?
No, so there's not enough time now.
Let's try one episode.
No. What if we try one episode and it works? There's not enough time to do the whole
then
series.
We'll do the whole series next week. I don't
see. No, you and Jeremiah, you figure out a good show for next
no,
week.
No, you're so naive
how
about
how about what's the thirstiest you've ever been?
That's a
that
good
would
one.
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
People call and say, one time I was driving cross country and I was so thirsty, I drank a week-old Gatorade. That'll be the kind of story we'll hear.
Andy, can I be honest why I had to bail out of tonight's show?
No, I don't want you to be honest. I'm scared of this.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
It's your naivete about technology.
What are you talking about?
You and I, if the idea is that we're going to speed watch Bridgerton, devote 5 minutes to every 1 hour long episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's a funny idea. Yeah.
Right. So that means you and I should be watching the same thing, right?
Of course. Yeah. I've got it up.
I don't know. I don't know how to make that work. I can't. I'm watching it in a browser here.
Yeah.
I don't see how to get it to run fast forward.
You can't run fast forward on your browser?
Tell me how to do it. I don't see an option for doing it.
Well, I'm watching it on my big screen here. I have a TV in my office.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I'm going to hit fast forward.
Is it Apple TV or something?
No, it's just a... Wait, I got fast forward here. Everybody has a fast... Look, fast forward times three. Oh, my God, I'm zipping through it. I'm going to be through... This is the first episode.
I don't it's have gonna, it.
It's
I
two
don't,
minutes in.
I don't have a fast forward option.
Wait, but where were you yesterday when we were talking through the idea?
Oh, wait, there we
is
go.
This, is this news to you that you don't fast forward?
Okay, I can go up to 1.5 times normal.
So it's just a little faster than normal?
Yeah, that's as fast as I can go, 1.5 times.
But can't you watch this on your iPhone?
I could bring it up on my iPhone. Let's see.
Okay, well, is that so horrible?
Well, I can't bring the iPhone into the computer.
No, you just sit with it and you just hold it in your hand. You put it next to your keyboard.
All right, so you want to give this
ask
a try?
Ask Jeremiah how to do it.
All right, you want to give it a try right now?
No! No!
Okay, back to the phones.
I caught you smoking cigarettes. I'm going to make you smoke 10 packs of cigarettes.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Ken a lesson.
What's the
Call
oldest?
Us up. Yeah, what's the oldest food in your refrigerator?
Oldest expiration date in your
great.
House. Hi, you're on the air. Tell us about that expiration date.
Yeah.
How old is it? Very well. Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest expiration date you got?
Listerine Cool Mint. And the expiration date is July 2015.
Okay, give it a shot. Take a swig.
No. No.
Why?
No. Why? Are you crazy?
Then why don't you throw it away?
There's a fatal flaw
you know,
here, kid.
That's a great question. I was intending on throwing it away, but
that's
I wanted to
great,
call
wait,
and
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Existence first.
That's a great question. Why haven't you thrown away your Listerine? That's what we're doing now. That passes for a great question.
That is a great question, Andy.
That's your great question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Why haven't you thrown away that old Listerine?
Give us a greater question.
I can't.
I found Imodium that
you've
was,
made me so
I think,
sad.
want to say like May of 2017. I don't take Imodium.
Oh, Imodium. No, Imodium's good stuff. I don't think that expiration date is accurate. I think you should take some. What's Imodium do? Is that for constipation or the opposite?
Yes.
It's for constipation. So what's the worst that can happen?
According to what it says here, it is multi-symptom relief, Imodium.
Right, multi-symptom relief. Okay, that's good.
But the expiration is May of 2017. I'll throw that out too.
Okay, thank you.
Also, now we can hear our listeners throwing out expired food and medicine.
Okay.
Andy, this is fantastic.
Thanks for your call. That was a great question about the Listerine.
That was a great call.
Andy,
what was the high point of the call there for you, Ken?
The question. That brilliant
question. Why did you throw out the old
Listerine? Why don't you throw out the old Listerine? It's not why did you, why don't you? If you won't take a swig. So, Andy, I've brought up Bridgerton on Netflix on my phone.
Screw you. Could go to hell, burn in hell.
And also, it only goes 1.5 times normal speed.
You and Jeremiah in hell on your little love couch.
Are you telling me that you have Netflix and it goes 5 times normal speed?
Yes, I'm looking at it. I guess I'm looking at the different format.
Apple TV, maybe?
It's just some screen. Wait, I have 3 times the speed. It is zipping through. Look, I've almost finished the first episode.
So 3 times as fast.
I hit pause. I can go through an episode in 60 seconds.
So, but 3 times as fast is only, that's going to be 20 minutes.
Well, no, it's not 3 times as fast. It's 3 times fast forward. Whatever fast forward is, this is triple that.
Okay. Well, all I got on both on my browser and my phone is 1.5 times normal speed.
No, but on your phone, you can use your finger and what do you call it? Slide your finger.
Yeah,
along.
But then we're going to be totally different. We're going to be.
Who cares? We'll be close enough. Ask right. Jeremiah. Forget.
Maybe this is Jeremiah on the phone right
forget
here.
Forget it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, he doesn't have a hotline.
Hey, it's Marshall Stacks in California.
Hey, Marshall.
I have a can of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup that I'm looking at from October 1996.
Wow. That's really
wow.
Old.
Wait, say that again. Say the month and the date again.
October 1996.
Did you hear that, people? October 1996.
Yeah, that was...
5 years, almost 5 years old.
5 years?
Wait, no, 25 years.
25 years.
Yeah, 25
there
years.
There you go, Andy.
25 years old, a Campbell's, a can of soup.
Okay, Marshall, will you open it up and have a sip?
No.
Bon
vivant
okay.
Vichy sauce and give me botulism or something.
Andy, I did hear Marshall laughing. Did you
say? Okay, so the show is not a complete shutout.
Did you
something
tell a zinger?
Left.
Did you tell a zinger or something?
No.
I think it was
no,
you,
that
Ken.
That was spontaneous. Somebody laughed during this hour. Congratulations.
I'm doing it again.
He's laughing again, Ken.
And that was your zinger, Andy.
He laughed
at your zinger.
I owe you an apology, Ken. It was not. It won't be just wall-to-wall crickets tonight.
Apology not accepted. You're going to have to do better than that. Thank you, Marshall Stacks.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in, what's the oldest item in your medicine cabinet or refrigerator? Tell us the date and then laugh about it so we can hear what laughter sounds like.
You ready to try an episode of Bridgerton?
Oh, this is going to be great. Maybe someone has some cereal they forgot to open.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I would love that. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. This is what we're doing instead of describing Bridgerton at double speed for an entire hour.
That we both agreed on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Hank, I know we agreed on a vacation to Hawaii.
That's not what Nadia decided.
I know you're all packed up and excited about going to Hawaii, but I decided last night, I should have told you, I guess, in hindsight, we're not going to Hawaii. We're going to Allentown, Pennsylvania.
You are wrong on so many different levels.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel I've been treated.
You are
you
just...
You changed our vacation plans.
You are so wrong on so many different levels. Hank and I are not going to Allentown. We're not going to Hawaii. Hank and I do not make our vacation plans in a vacuum. Nadia decides for us.
But you make your vacation plans together.
No.
You don't agree on a vacation and then call Jeremiah at 2 in the morning. Jeremiah.
No, Nadia.
Hank and I agreed we're going to Vegas, but where should we?
Andy, where'd you go? Did you scream yourself out?
Oh, no, I did. I hit mute.
You screamed yourself so loud you went into mute.
Oh, no, I hit mute by accident.
All right, we have a call, Andy. Hi, you're on the air.
I don't care.
What's... Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. Who's this?
Oh, tell us. Read us the date.
Well, I've got some
item.
Beer from 1987.
Whoa!
What? 24-year-old beer?
I have a bag of red lentils that I bought in 1976.
And
it doesn't have an expiration date because they didn't use them yet in those days.
Right. And it's just raw lentils?
Yeah. And you could probably still use it because it's just dried beans.
Right, exactly.
Now, how do you remember the date that you bought it if there's no expiration date?
I remember buying it in 76 because that year I was dating a man from India.
Yeah, lentils were very hot in 76. There was like a...
That is so impressive. I can't remember what I had for lunch. Very impressive.
Yes, you can. I can remember what you had for lunch.
Why, did Jeremiah cook it for
me? No, you had a tuna fish sandwich because that's what you have for lunch every day.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
Well, caller, will you open the beer?
That hurts, actually, that we know each other that well, and still you'll betray me the way you did.
Well, why won't you open the beer?
That stings.
Why won't you try the beer?
Oh, the beer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in a cabinet, and I don't want to go get it.
Oh, she doesn't want to get it, Ken. Oh, that is disappointing. It would have been fun to have someone drinking old beer. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. Hey, what's the oldest item in your cabinet or refrigerator? Give us a call. Next week, what's the longest you ever held in? What's the longest you've ever been constipated? We're going to do that next week if Jeremiah signs off.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, no, you have some standard way. You grew a set of standards.
No, it's okay. If that's what you want to do next week, I'll work out something else with Jeremiah.
What's the longest you've ever been constipated?
Jeremiah had a great idea. He said that we could speed watch a Netflix show.
That would be fun.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
Let's agree to it on Tuesday and then change the plan Tuesday night.
Are you ready? Should we give the Bridgerton thing a try?
No. No, I'm going to teach you a lesson you'll never forget. I want to spank you so bad.
This lesson's not going terribly well.
You mean you're not learning it? You're not learning the lesson?
I've got Bridgerton on here at 1.5 times speed. All right.
Wait, that's the fastest you can go?
Yep, it's the 1890s in England. Overhead view.
Dearest reader, the time has come to place our bets for the upcoming...
Oh, there's a high-class lady talking.
...to the household of the Baron Featherington.
Sounds like she's on laudanum.
...misses, hoisted upon the marriage market like sorrowful sons.
There's bodices.
This is actually very funny.
They're tying up corsets.
Oh, don't you wish you had done this?
A whole bunch of women tying up corsets. She's on laudanum.
Go to hell.
Viscountess Bridgerton. A shockingly prolific family, noted for its
bountifully
handsome sons.
This would have been so funny.
Daughters.
Oh, I'm already bursting.
I'm playing the entire...
All right, so we're 90 seconds into the first one-hour episode. This is going great. Back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. What's that oldest expiration date you got?
Okay, I got some betters and bouillon beef.
Bouillon beef cubes.
We were just using this for a roast, and it expired in September of 2019.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
No, that's only 2 years ago.
I'm opening a brand new jar.
That's right, Ken. It's not very long ago.
It's not even 2 years ago.
It's not even 2 years ago. If he had bought it in 2018, it would have been about 3 years old.
Well, it's about a year and a half old, Andy.
Yeah, a year and a half. If he had bought it in 2017, it would be, about 3.5 years old. Four years old.
Very good, Andy.
If he had bought it in 2000, this is a great show. If he had bought it in 2016, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No,
it'd be about 5 years old. This is fantastic. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into.
It's not too bad. It definitely didn't taste fresh, I'll tell you that. We're done.
Yeah. Tell us how old the food is, listeners, and then tell us how many years ago that is, how old it is. Tell us the expiration date, and then do the math for us.
Caller, I apologize on behalf of my co-host.
To me, that's the funniest part of all the calls. When we announce how many years old it is.
I think the show should change over to... like, what's eating Andy?
Yeah, everybody should remember Wednesday, March 10th at 6:15 p.m. Everybody who's listening to Andy's behavior tonight, the soaking of the Breckman is Wednesday, March 10th, 6:15 p.m.
Tell us when it expired, the item in your refrigerator, and then do the math for us, and then very dramatically announce how many years ago that was. How old is that item?
I would have bought it in 2017.
That's my favorite part of these calls, when we do the math.
Thank you, caller. I just figured out why you're so upset about this topic.
Because you betrayed me?
No. Because your entire garage is filled up with hand sanitizer and gasoline. That's probably way past its fresh date.
No, I recycle the gasoline. We cycle it through every year and a half.
Really?
Yeah, and the hand sanitizer, I don't hoard hand sanitizer, but we do have...
What do you hoard?
Well, we do have food supplies for the apocalypse, you know, the dried canned goods.
Right, in the garage with the gasoline.
In the garage with the gasoline, yeah.
Do you refresh the canned goods?
Hopefully I'll never have to. I think they're good for 30 years, and they've been bought pretty recently.
Yeah, so this tonight's show topic hits a little close
things
to home.
That's why I'm upset. Well, thank you, Dr. Freud.
Hi, you're on the air.
You got to the bottom of that.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Nothing to do with your behavior.
Andy, look to yourself. Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest thing you got? Talking to you. Hi, what's the oldest thing you got? You're on the air.
Thomas Hardy's Ale from 1993.
You got to drink some.
Okay.
Hey,
Andy, she's going to drink some.
It's 28 years ago. 28 years old. This ale is 28 years old.
Wow, very good, Andy.
And it looks good, but I'm saving it.
You're not going to open and drink some for us right now?
No, it's 4 collectible bottles.
Oh,
I
see.
You don't drink that stuff.
Do you want to hear some Bridgerton at 1.5 times normal speed?
Sure.
Okay,
why not?
Here it is.
Yeah, why not?
Surely I cannot be expected to wear these fashions the entire day. I feel like a princess. Do I look like one? You truly wish to know what I think you look like.
Three British teenagers walking down the stairs. Oh, my God. Now, here's some British gentlemen.
That sounds like Michelle's show from last week. Everyone says that.
Oh, my God. They're all going to do it. I know they're going to go all the way. Okay, there you go. We're up to 1 minute 45 seconds on the Bridgerton.
That's all you've done on the first episode?
Yeah, where are you?
Well, I could zip through. I could do a whole episode in 3 minutes with my on my TV.
Okay, let's hear you do that. Thank you, caller.
Well, there wouldn't be any sound, so it would be.
Oh, there wouldn't be any sound.
Well, the idea was going to be we fast forward through each episode while a listener calls, a listener who has seen the episode, a listener calls and walks us through it and explains what we're seeing.
Right, can't fail. Let's do that.
You agreed to it. I'm not upset it was a bad idea. I'm not claiming it was a great idea. Here's what I'm claiming. You agreed to it. We agreed we were going to Hawaii.
You have to listen
And in the middle of the night, you cashed in those tickets, and you bought tickets to Atlantic City.
Don't think it was the middle of the night. It was this morning.
With Jeremiah, who's...
Maybe it was the middle of the night. You might be right about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
so,
how does Jeremiah breathe up your butt? Does he have a snorkel, an oxygen tank?
Yeah, he's a snorkel. It's like a snorkel.
Oh, that's good. Well, tell him I say hi. Hey, put the mic down into your pants so I can say hi to Jeremiah.
Hang on. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Jeremiah, it's Andy. Hey, this was a great idea. This expiration date. Thanks for your help, brother.
What's up, brother?
Anything else you want to say to him?
Oh, Well, you've made your co-host cry, Ken. Well done.
And
you
and you've lost all our calls.
Yeah, I've lost the call.
The phone number is 201-209-9368.
Tell us the oldest item in your refrigerator and then do the math for us and tell us how many years old that
is. It's not just the refrigerator. There's the pantry. There's the medicine cabinet. In your case, there's the garage.
Subtract the date from 2021, and that will give you the number. That's the high point of all these calls, the number.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, did you guys do the bit about Jeremiah and the butt snorkel yet?
Yeah. Andy, did we do that yet?
Well, we're still working on it. It's a work in progress.
You want to do it again?
No. The butt snorkel. I should patent that.
Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest thing you got?
I have a jar of bloater fish paste that I bought in England, and the expiration is 23 August 1997.
Okay, can you...
Hold on. Let me do the math.
No.
Andy. 24 years.
It's fish paste.
Yeah.
What's your name, caller?
It's the name of what?
Your name.
Oh, my name, John.
John, can you mail that to Andy Breckman, Madison... New Jersey.
No.
You don't even need a street address. It'll get to him. Believe me. They know.
That sounds great. Yeah.
They know me well. Gray.
They know him. Andy Breckman.
Because
Andy loves old fish paste. I don't know what it is. Not sure why.
I got it because it's on the list of ingredients. The second ingredient is bloater, which I guess is a type of fish.
Oh, yeah.
And the main ingredient is other fish.
Probably groupers.
So that's 24 years old. Hey, you know what's even older than that?
What?
My friendship with Ken.
That's true. We do go back further than that.
We go back that far. Who would have thought that friendship was so fragile?
Yeah.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Thank you, John.
Sure.
Bye. Andy, you want to run through an episode of Bridgerton so you can show people the magic that they're missing tonight?
I'd rather chew glass. Hey, that could be a great show if Jeremiah signs off on it.
What, chewing glass?
Yeah.
You chewing glass.
No, it doesn't matter.
Let's do it right now. What are you snapping?
What the hell do you care?
What the hell is that you're snapping? Nice.
My patience.
Nice snapping action there, Andy. Hi, you're on the air.
If you're just tuning in, first off, I envy you that. Ken and I agreed yesterday on a sort of a high concept, risky kind of show, a high wire act. We were going to fast forward and screen an entire miniseries and binge watch an entire miniseries in 1 hour. That was our idea. Ken said, I like that idea. We're going to do that idea. Ken calls Jeremiah, who writes our little newsletter. Go ahead, Ken. How did the conversation go with Jeremiah? Recreate it. Wait, let's get Jeremiah on the phone. Recreate the conversation.
Well, he sent me an email, and it had a picture of an old box of medicine that he recently...
No. You called Jeremiah and said, this is what we're doing. We're doing the binge watching.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, and then what happened? What did he say?
And he said, okay, yeah, all right, whatever.
He's not enthusiastic,
yeah,
but
whatever.
He's skeptical.
Whatever you guys want to do, I'll write
the... Did you defend the idea?
I'll write the newsletter.
Did you defend the idea?
Oh, my God, Andy, you wouldn't believe what just happened in Bridgerton.
Oh, shut up.
People were having sex. They were actually having sex, and it's not even 2 minutes in. Oh, my God, Andy, there's...
Okay, so then Jeremiah said, I have a better idea. Would you consider my idea? Is that
corsets!
What
corsets and bodices and fornication.
Well, that's why it's a big hit.
Why did you want to watch this?
Well, for obvious reasons. You know, I had a show on Netflix a couple seasons ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember. Yeah, yeah.
There's some little cop show.
Right.
So my cop show, it premiered...
It was called The Good Cop.
Yeah, The Good Cop. It premiered, I think it was like number 11 or something, number 12, right?
Right.
And I was disappointed. Okay, oh, that disappointed. But then I got some inside information from my agent that in the second week it had moved from number 11 to number 3, and it moved up like 200%.
Wow.
So I was over the moon. I was so happy. This was on a Friday night. I got this call. So I was over the moon. I was so happy, and I thought, I'm the king of the universe.
Yeah, you're going to have a hit.
What show improves in week two by 200%? It was to me astounding, and I thought I was the smartest guy in show business, and I was just dancing around for the whole weekend.
This is the greatest story. Keep going.
So proud of myself. So then on Monday, I call a guy that knows about this stuff. Sort of an expert on how streaming services work and what to expect, and someone more experienced than my agent. And I said, hey, we went up 200%. We went from 12 to number 3 in 1 week. And he said, that's not very good. He said that second week the bump is supposed to be much, much greater than that.
You were supposed to go up to number 1?
No. It just the way these things are fed out and the way people sample things, apparently that's on the low scale of where you want to be, believe it or not. I just didn't know. The only experience I had was with cable or broadcast TV, where the ratings don't fluctuate at all like that.
Yeah.
And so I was just inexperienced, and so was my agent. So I had one great weekend where I was on top of the world. I was king of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was like Leonardo DiCaprio in front of the Titanic. And then the second weekend, I was like Leonardo DiCaprio later in the movie.
The frozen Leonardo DiCaprio
sinking down.
Sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic?
Yeah, slipping off his raft.
Yeah.
So I'm very impressed and very jealous of any of these shows that do well on Netflix. I could not crack it. My show did not fit in with Netflix.
Yeah.
My show tanked.
I liked your show.
Yeah, thanks. So speaking of shows that tanked.
Yeah.
Let's get back into it, Ken.
Right.
What are we doing here
exactly
tonight?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest item you got at home?
I've got practically a pharmacy museum here.
Excellent.
Daddy was a doctor. He died 20 years ago. He stopped carrying a black bag almost 50 years ago because it's like a neon sign. It says narcotics right here.
Exactly.
Okay. From his last black bag, I got a bottle of paregoric.
Oh, right. Paregoric.
Is
that's for malaria.
Among other things, I suppose. Mostly for diarrhea, that sort of thing. But basically, you know, it's a tincture of opium. And it's got it just had a typewritten label on it. Okay, I don't even have it close at hand, but I know it's around here somewhere.
Robert, okay? You got to do some. You got to open up the paregoric.
I was tempted to do so a while ago when I was out of, well, not exactly Imodium.
Oh, did you run out of laudanum?
Imodium, loperamid. but I managed to scrounge up some loperamid when I had diarrhea. But I've got a bottle here of 612 insect repellent.
I remember that.
No, we're talking about diarrhea. So how bad was that diarrhea?
Oh, actually,
1 to 10, what would you say?
Maybe not quite as bad as the diarrhea I had this morning.
Oh, wow.
I need a second dose of loperamid.
Well, what was the diarrhea? What was the rating you would give the diarrhea?
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about your most recent cases of diarrhea.
We're talking about
201-209-9368.
Robert, what would you rate this morning's bout of diarrhea at 1 to 10? 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, meaning most enjoyable.
Wait a minute. The worst versus the best. Well, I guess.
Yeah, 1 is the worst, 10 is the
badness,
best.
Because there's no such thing as bad diarrhea.
Probably like maybe a 5.
A 5?
Yeah.
I've had
a lot of experience with diarrhea. 201-209-9368.
Hey, it's the Ken and Jeremiah Hour, and they're talking about diarrhea.
No, Robert and I are talking about diarrhea.
Yeah.
But anyway, the 612 insect repellent, it's so old, it's before there were zip codes, you know, so it just says it's from this company in New York, New York. I actually have one thing that has an expiration date on it, a tube of bacitracin ointment, I can't quite tell whether it says September 85 or September 65.
I think it's 65.
That's I wonder if it's 85 or 65. You know. Hey, if you can clear that up for us, call us back.
It's 65.
201-209-9368. Hey, okay. Ken, you want to put money on whether it's 65 or 85?
Yeah, I'll put $15 on it.
You think it's 65?
I think it's 65.
I've got a feeling it's 85.
I'll
this
have to
is
get better
exciting.
Eyes on it.
All right, thank you, Robert. We're moving on.
Ken,
hi,
Ken,
you're on the air.
Jeremiah, you, me, and Jeremiah, we can make lemonade out
hey,
of any lemons. We can make any show, any topic entertaining.
Is the 612 from 65 or 85?
Hello?
Hi.
I'm on 65.
I win.
Diarrhea.
Andy, you owe me $15.
Whatever you want, Kenny.
Oh, tell us about your diarrhea. One being the best.
Still occurring?
No, one being the best, 10 being the worst.
Fourth go of it of today?
Huh?
He said he's been on the crapper four times today, Ken.
Yeah, but we're looking for that rating. We need a number.
This is where we are,
Ken.
Well, this is your show.
The first one was relieving.
Congratulations, Ken.
But by the fourth one, it's starting to get a little spicy.
How proud you must be, Ken.
You went from 10 down to 3.
Congratulations. Enjoy your show. The Ken and Jeremiah Hour. Describe your last bout of diarrhea. 201-209-9368.
So you've never had diarrhea? You have no empathy for people who suffer from diarrhea?
This is not your finest hour, Friedman.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, it's Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Beth. Finally, an ally. Finally, someone that understands.
Wait, I sent you guys a picture. I think I might win for the oldest thing in a pantry.
Oh, no.
Oh, but what is it?
It's my Aunt Bertha's pantry. It's been there all my life. It's the only thing. She's now in her 90s. And I know it's been there for like 53 years.
Wow. What is it?
It is kosher sour salt. And not only that, but it's unopened.
Wow, Andy, you didn't tell me about this. Maybe this is why you didn't want
to... Open your email. You got a picture of it.
Et tu, Beth Landau.
So, hey, Beth, have you seen Bridgerton?
No, I think Molly has.
Okay.
So my back, I guess, is big enough for two or three knives to be shoved into it.
Oh, come on. Oh. Andy, it's fascinating.
More than that.
Fascinating. That's my wife. That's my wife. That's how low her standards are in life. This is fascinating.
Look at the picture I sent you. It's the funniest thing.
Andy, look at...
I'm not going to open
it. How old is it? 55 years old?
I think so. The company went out of business like 40 years ago.
Andy, it's like gefilte fish from 55 years ago. I don't know why you're not impressed by that.
No, it's sour salt.
Sour salt. Sorry, sour salt.
Can I ask Ken and Beth and Jeremiah, do you guys archive your shows? Like if I miss your show on Wednesday night, can I hear it later in the week?
You bet.
Well, that'll be great.
Andy, I just sent you a picture of Aunt Bertha's salad.
I don't want to look at a picture of Aunt Bertha's salad, whatever it is. No, thank you.
Andy doesn't need to look at a picture because Andy can see the real thing.
I'll print it up for you.
Honey,
so
even if I brought it up on the screen, my eyes are so filled
weird
with tears.
It was so old that I took a picture of it last time I was in Memphis.
Oh, it's in Memphis. I was going to ask if it was in Memphis. Yeah. Andy, you've gone to Memphis with Beth.
Hey, if there's time, maybe we can list all the people that care.
You never, Andy, you never mentioned this.
Time left.
Andy's been to this house. It's like nothing changes, including what's in the pantry.
Yes, it's a very old house. Hey, if you've ever been in a very, very old house, give us a call, 201-209-9368. We stumbled, luckily, fortuitously, onto the best topic of all. Tell us about an old house you've visited.
And see the sour salt in Memphis, Tennessee.
I would love to see the 55-year-old sour salt. I have no idea what sour salt is, but it sounds...
I'm not even going to look.
It sounds fascinating. You're not going to look. That's where you live. That's where
Andy,
you live when you go to Memphis. You
Andy,
live in the pantry.
I sent you the picture, and I emailed you the picture.
I won't even deign to look. We had a show. We had a deal. Does your word mean nothing, Ken?
Wait.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Can you go to Memphis with us to see the Sour Song?
Oh, shut up, both of you.
Yes, I would love to go to Memphis to see the 55-year-old Sour Salt.
As soon as the pandemic's over, let's all go. Hey, tell us about... Okay, tell us about some old houses.
Bye, Beth.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Beth.
Oh, Andy, did you get your vaccine?
I did. Hey, I did get my first shot. Wait, did you get back? Oh, you're up in a couple of weeks.
Not
right?
yet. About a month away. Yeah. Thanks to your daughter.
Yeah, Julie is a savant. Julie is
looking out for me. Yeah.
Yeah, Julie is getting people appointments. I'm so glad you're getting vaccinated.
Me too.
Maybe then you'll relax a little bit and come back home to me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Your partner. Hey, look up the word partner, Ken. Do you have a dictionary online?
No. Are there dictionaries on the web?
Yeah, you can look up. I'm going to look up the definition of partner.
I don't think there are any.
Hold on.
Hi,
You learn a word every day. You learn a new word every day, Ken.
Yeah.
You become a better person.
Oh, read me the definition of partner.
Okay. It's either a pair... It's either of a pair of people engaged together. I guess I should look up the word together.
That's
also.
Me and Jeremiah.
Engaged together in some activity, like you and Jeremiah.
All the way, me and Jeremiah.
Attached at the butt, and Jeremiah.
Well, not attached, you know.
There with his butt snorkel, way up your butt.
You want to say hello to him again?
No. No, although that was the high point of your hour.
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest thing you got?
Am I on the radio?
You are.
Could I request Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant?
Yes.
And, could I dedicate it to Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
No problem. That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
Do you remember who he dedicated it to, Andy?
No. No, I'd have to have listened to it.
I believe it was Jeff.
If it was my show, I'd be more interested.
Well, this is your show.
Yeah, I guess. Although behind my back, you've been cheating on me.
Not really. It was an executive.
Either of a pair of people engaged together. Now let me look up the word together. You're learning a lot here today, Ken.
Yeah, together. Go ahead.
Okay, the word together. Together with, I'm going to have to look that word up too for you, I guess, with or in proximity to another person or people. As in, and here's an example. You know how they always give an example?
Yeah.
They use it in a phrase. Together, they planned the next day's radio show.
Uh-huh. That's talking about me and Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of us in there, in that dictionary?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Tell Jeremiah I say hi.
I will. Hi, Jeremiah. Hello. You're on the air.
I hope he treats you right.
Hi, Jeremiah. You're on the air. I guess Jeremiah's not in a talkative mood.
Even Jeremiah. Hi. Even your partner, Jeremiah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Doing great. Hey, so I think Randy is on the right track here.
Right.
You forget Bridgerton?
Yes.
Forget that.
Right.
My girlfriend has a good old food story, though.
Okay.
And she's here in the car.
So my grandfather was a chronic food hoarder as a child of the Depression.
He was a shoe hoarder?
A food hoarder.
Oh, a food hoarder. Okay.
He used to hoard canned food.
Yep. Could have been shoes, too.
But after he died, we were going through the pantry, and my aunt picked up a tin of something, but her finger went straight through the metal can because it was so old.
Oh, my God.
No date, no idea, just old enough to rot tin cans.
Wow. Andy, did you hear that?
That is old if the metal is decomposing. Dear God.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys. I was on like a half-hour drive, and you...
That's one of the best old tin can stories we've ever heard. And there was also a shoe hoarder moment there. Hey, let's do shoe hoarding next week.
No, food hoarding.
No, no, but shoe hoarding could also be fun. I mean, ask Jeremiah if he agrees.
Okay, I will.
Let me address Jeremiah for a moment.
I've filled a lot of dead space in my life today.
Okay, you got it. Thanks for calling.
Is this Handy and Kate?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Handy and Kate.
Yeah,
sure.
Thanks, Handy.
Sure.
I'd like to address Jeremiah. Let me just talk directly to him.
Hang on. Wait a second. Let me give you a...
Jeremiah? Jeremiah, listen to me. I love Ken, and I will always love Ken. And if you break that man's heart, I will acknowledge you're the better man. I will yield to you. You've won his heart. But if you hurt this man, I will find you, and you will regret it. He's a very special person, and I hope you appreciate that. You treat him with love. You respect him. Don't make the same mistake I made. Don't take him for granted. And Ken, if you and Jeremiah don't work out, I want you to know I'll always be here for you.
Damn.
That's all I have to say.
Damn, Andy. You're going to make me tear up. Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest thing you got?
I got two syllables for you.
Okay.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like four syllables.
Fantastic. That's right, Ken. That was more than two syllables.
Yeah, four syllables.
There's a surprise in every phone call, isn't there?
I think that's the guy who halves all his syllables. Hi, you're on the air. What's the oldest thing you got?
Well, who had 1985 in the Bassett Trace anointment pool?
I think that was Robert.
No, who had
no,
it in the pool?
No, between you and me.
Yeah. All right, my housemate says clearly it's 85 on there. So.
Oh, I think I said 85. That's $15, once. Ken.
Okay.
Well, you owed me 15 when it was 65, so I guess it's a wash. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Al, I finally got through. Your switchboard's been jammed all night.
Yeah,
look,
well,
Andy.
I mean, people, welcome. People love talking about their diarrhea.
Well, listen, caller, don't let Andy know who you are, and let us know your thoughts.
Well, I mean, you kind of took the wind out of things there. But I think the fact that the switchboard has been jammed all night is pretty indicative.
Andy, three guesses who this is, Andy.
I think that's Jeremiah.
It's Jeremiah. Very good.
My arch rival, my nemesis.
Andy, let me do my best Laura Nero impression, all right? I never meant to hurt you. I'm not that way at all.
That's uncanny. That's uncanny. It's like I'm watching Monterey Pop.
It's like a hologram of Laura Nero.
Yeah. Jeez.
No, Jeremiah, I yield to you. The better man has won. So how did it work, Jeremiah? Kent called you, told you what we were doing. This is our show. This is our topic. We're going to binge watch Bridgerton in fast motion, do the whole series in 1 hour. And then you thought I could beat that.
Well, it all started with the bad mayo. So.
It always starts with bad mayo.
Well, this will make every week sort of exciting for me. It's sort of a competition now.
Oh,
Ken and I will agree on a topic, and then I just hope against hope.
Someone was advertising bad mayo, and Ken wanted to know about my old drug.
Yeah, Andy, Jeremiah found a box of medicine from 1890.
That's the way to Ken's heart. For a lot of men, it's through their stomach. For Ken Freeman, it's through his arm.
Well, no, this was
through the hole in his arm.
It was marijuana tincture from 1890.
And it's sealed, no less.
Sealed.
I can't compete with anyone that has old, 100-year-old marijuana in their closet.
Tincture. Marijuana tincture. You don't understand.
I can't begin to compete with that.
I just know the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Hey, this is going out to Jeff, by the way. We're listening to Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue. This is going out to Jeff. Jeff, from the caller to you.
Well, this the spiral of betrayal never ends.
I actually took a picture of myself in front of the sign for Electric Avenue in Middletown, New York, a couple of years ago.
Oh, really? Do you still have a copy of that picture? Maybe we could post it on the website.
I'll see if I can find it. I really want to get a picture of myself in front of the Shady sign. Shady.
Yeah, that would be great. There's a little nugget in every phone call, isn't there, Ken?
Yes, sometimes, yeah.
There's a little bit of heaven in a disaster area, right?
Yeah, this is great.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Is the hour up?
All right.
Bye, Jeremiah.
Hey, if you've been listening, you've missed the Ken and Jeremiah Betrayal Hour.
Can I say I'm sorry?
Sure, go ahead. Good luck.
I'm sorry. I should have let you know that we changed the topic of the show. I never should have just changed it without telling you. I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought you would be happy. I thought you would be pleased with me making an executive decision. I thought Andy's going to be proud of me. Little did I know that you would be berating me the entire hour.
I accept your apology.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you why.
Why?
I've got no other friends. I can't afford to stay mad. Damn it, I've got to make some more friends.
What happened to that best friend we made for you on the show? A couple of years ago, remember? Nice. We made a best friend for you?
Oh, yeah. He lived in Chatham.
Yeah. What happened?
He's a nice guy.
That's it? You just ended up in the friend zone with him?
I guess so.
Okay, I gotta go.
I gotta go too.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah, see you later.
See you later, pal.
Okay, pal.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, and I'm sorry. And stay tuned next for a weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
It ain't what you used to be. It is what you are today. It ain't what you used to be. It is what you are today. I used to have plenty of money, but I throwed it all away. So when I go to my friend, this is what he'd have to say. When I would go to my friend, this is what he had to say. It ain't what you used to be, it is what you are today. It all would say. When I'm go to my friends, this is what they all would say. It ain't what you used to be, it is what you are today. My tune's too short.